That is that. And all right, yay! Welcome to what episode? We always do this.
We'll let you guys.
17.
We don't like math.
The running joke. You have no idea what episode this is. You do it once a month. Monica Vita and I, Kevin Gauthier, yet for another fun episode of the Safe Word Podcast. It's March, and this time we've got a few guests that would always bring a smile to your face. The lovely Tracy Cornazzo, everybody.
Oh,
very pretty, too.
Yes.
Well, this is a radio show. That's not going to do jack shit right now for you, but okay.
Just let them know.
Just let them know.
It's an audio thing.
We're at a show, and Tracy goes, make sure you, we're at the host, she's on the host, like, make sure you tell the audience my credit is that I'm beautiful.
Yeah, that's my credit. I mean, yeah. This is what I want everyone to know, that everyone thinks I'm very pretty.
Yep.
Noted. Also being very pretty, sitting next to Tracy, is the very affable Sam Mushman.
How you doing, guys?
Yeah!
Thank you.
Yeah. So
it's wonderful to be in your home, Kevin, this wonderful, privileged estate of about roughly 3,500 apartments that look exactly the goddamn same, but, it's a good place to live, and happy to be here.
Oh, thanks for coming, and here we are for yet another episode of Safe Word. What's going on, kids? Spring is here.
March Madness.
Yeah, are your brackets fucked? Mine are. Who had Michigan State? This guy. Ouch.
All the way.
Ouch. All the way. You had him all the way too, Sam?
Absolutely, yeah.
Whoops.
And, in my defense, if it wasn't for that ridiculous Michigan State game, I would have literally picked the round of 32. How much does that suck?
So you would have had, you had 31 out of 32?
I had, up to that game, I had them all right. And then the only other one I got wrong was West Virginia. So the two that were really, like, the two upsets that were just insane.
Right.
Those two, but as far as Yale,
I had
Northern
Yale.
Iowa, Hawaii, Syracuse, right. Little Rock.
Okay.
Got all of them. So I'm in two different bracket pools, man. It sucks. I could have won some money, but what are you going to do?
But you're not smart.
I could go and vent about, like, why Coach Izzo lost the game for them and their offensive dynamic, but I think this is a comedy podcast, so I'm just going to stop at that.
Do you realize all the comedy people, most of the nerds are like, but he's not talking about Superman in the first 30 seconds. Click!
Yep.
Why isn't Superman the Batman talked about now?
Although right. I have to admit, I'm not a huge... I don't want to say that I'm not a fan of basketball. I just don't follow it. So for me, March Madness is more about the bullshit that's happening in politics. I'm like, this shit is crazy. That's it.
I don't know what kind of was that. Was that a poor Wanda Sykes impression?
No.
I heard. I'm like, I don't know that.
That was a weird Kristen Wiig.
Oh.
When she does one of her characters.
That's actually pretty solid. I'm
impressed
about that.
Yeah, so fuck you, Kevin.
I'm like,
I should be incorporated in the act, man.
You kind of look like Kristen Wiig's third cousin. No. All right. I'll see myself out. Go fuck myself.
Yeah, I did bracket.
I should have been there for you on that one. I should have been there for you.
No, you're just using texting and breaking rule number one.
No, you know what it is Kevin wanted to be really mean to me, and then he, like, stopped himself. That's what happened. I appreciate it.
I'll pull a punch once in a while for you, Monica.
I know.
I won't hit that hard. Trace Cornazzo, are you a big bracketologist?
Yeah, I did it once at work. And I picked all the places that I've been traveling.
Girl logic.
How'd that work out?
She won.
I did.
Probably.
I thought I was going to have, like, beginner's luck.
That.
I lost, and then I got very bitter and angry, and it just spiraled. And here I am.
Into this.
Yeah, I've been trying to get on some of my friends have basketball podcasts, and I've been trying to get onto these podcasts, and they said that I don't know anything about basketball. And they have a point, but I still want to be on the podcast. So everyone who has a basketball podcast that's listening, I'd love to be on. I don't know anything.
Why? Like, you're just going to say that shit and not research who you sit next to before the show? And I can put me in a
room? Who are you? What is this guy? I honestly, when I got out of the elevator, I thought I was in rehab. I was whispering on the phone. I was like, I don't even know if we're allowed to have phones at this rehab.
I'm dressed.
Contraband here?
Yeah, right? I brought my own tea, so.
I like how you know what the inside of a rehab looks like.
Yeah, well, you know.
I look like the son of, like, a trucker and a family that beats each other and everything wrong with white America, essentially. So I could see where she could.
You don't
like a more sophisticated Justin Flanagan.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay.
You don't look as white as you think you do.
I... I mean, I look definitely.
That was an insult if I ever heard one.
Yeah, that was an insult.
But I look like, I don't know.
You look like you could be some kind of Arabic. Like, you look like you're sitting next to me.
Some kind of Arabic.
It's the beard. It's the beard.
No, it's not the beard. It's just
I thought the beard. I thought the beard, apparently. What is it?
I'm looking at you like I'm worried right now for my, you know, for my rights and for my future. Like,
so then I definitely do look white.
Yeah, like, I
mean, like, where are you going with this?
I mean, can I picture you behind a halal card? The answer is maybe. Yes. Maybe.
Yeah. I don't even know if you're going to let me drive home. You know? Like, that's where
does
I'm
she
at right
read?
Now.
How dare she?
Right. She should not be I don't driving. Read. What a whore.
I don't, yeah, no. That's
should we get like a fucking sheet to cut off your head and like two eye slits and that's that. It? Would you? That's some hot shit, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't have to do my hair every day.
Oh.
You
so do your hair?
Yeah, that would be.
You know, I would wash it.
So back to you wanting that's to be on my great podcast. I mean, you're going to feel safe doing it? Like, so that's the first
part. I didn't say I like to feel safe.
Okay.
Well, he doesn't.
You've not seen Sam. Sam is a handsome.
His co-pilot is a black guy, so he feels.
I thought.
Oh, so that'd be amazing.
Okay. Right.
Yeah, I was asked this weekend.
Half black,
and I'm also into S&M. So
half black.
He's half black. He's half Asian too.
Not the right half.
Oh boy, I slept with a half Asian guy once. He was half Asian and half Irish.
Oh no!
And I worked with him, and I used to make fun of him all the time. I used to be like, "You don't even have a penis; you have a nubbin." And he's like, "Yeah, I'll show you." And he came over and he fucked me, and I felt nothing. And, sorry, Tom Foy.
Tom Foy!
Oh, we're naming names!
Yeah, whatever. He was like...
Tom Foy! That's not too close to Tom Foy.
It was fine. No, you know what? Actually, I'm going to lie. He really put effort into it. So, props, Tom, if you're listening. Hey, Tom, sorry. he told me after
I'm so hashtagging Tom Foy in this podcast.
You and your little mystical nub, you. You silly Tom Foy, you.
It was fun.
I love you so much.
He just shouldn't have talked it up. Like, he should have been like, yes, I have a small penis. I'm Irish. I'm, you know what I mean? Like, I'm Asian.
Hey, I've met Irishmen with.
Right, but not an Asian Irish.
If that's not a reason to fucking completely legalize abortion, having Asians and Irish merge and have a baby.
No, he was adorable, though. He was like hipster. He was adorable. But after he fucked me, I made him an egg sandwich, and he's like, you know what I feel like? He's like, I feel like I just, like, fucked my friend's mom. And I'm like, you're like,
yes, small dick and right? charm. Hey.
You're like 18 months younger than me, you little piece of shit.
Fucked my friend's mom. Right?
Yeah, you little piece. And then he wanted to come over again, and I was like, no! And he didn't understand why. So
you keep that.
He's got a girlfriend.
Sorry ass knob at home.
He's got a girlfriend. Yes, I'm alone. But
well, here's the thing, like,
who really won this battle, Tracy?
He has a girlfriend that doesn't like sex.
Well, he probably has a girlfriend with a tiny little ant vagina. No. So, yeah.
And that's the problem, too. I feel like that guys with nubs, are always into, like, curvy women. And it's like, if you're going to be into curvy women, you got to
have apparatus.
You gotta come with the tools required, man. You can't just walk in there and have that false confidence like you're just going to rub your nub around the area and somehow you're going to get off. I mean, what the fuck, you know?
No, I mean, it's cute.
That point didn't go anywhere. I just wanted to...
I'm like, you know. I hope it's going to stick.
I feel bad, though, for guys because the fact of the matter is like... You either
there's nothing you can do about it.
There's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, but you gotta know your lane. I think my point is you gotta know your lane because obviously there's nothing you can do about it. So either take some sort of a male enhancement, something if
that
it works, work. And
that
it doesn't work.
That wouldn't work.
The point.
That.
And then you better be able to eat some fucking pussy like a champion then.
And asshole. You gotta be able.
You can go to both sides. Right.
I always say eating asses is like
I like getting fucked.
Yeah, I agree. No, you guys.
I'm gonna isolate that and just drop as my ringtone. I was like getting fucked.
So
I think that's my text alert from now on.
No, no girls here love their booties eaten?
No.
Really?
That's a
wait,
guy thing.
That's a guy. No, there's women that do love that.
Raise your hand if you've had your asshole eaten out. Raise your hand.
They're all up.
You know,
that's right. Raise your hand if you giggle like a schoolgirl, like a Japanese schoolgirl when your asshole's getting eaten out.
Oh, yeah.
No. Get
all
away
three
from
of us.
Ugh, get away from me.
I always say
don't fucking kiss me after. No, I'm kidding.
Eating ass is like going to a restaurant and ordering a steak like medium rare or like ordering a rare steak. Like, you know, it's not always safe. Without the proper maintenance, you could become severely
who
ill.
Who fucks? Okay, no, I'm going to stop you.
I'd rather
there.
Eat a steak.
Who goes into that situation not knowing that that is a fully clean? Like,
you never know. Who knows? Maybe she didn't wipe all the way earlier on the day.
But
you don't know what you're getting into. I'm saying that's a chance.
Don't eat
her ass. It's like eating rare red meat. Yeah. You don't know how it was prepared. What went on beforehand.
Never let a, that's the other thing.
Kevin,
I would never let a guy.
I'm 100% with you on that. I'm
2-1 right now.
No, I completely agree. I would never, I would not let myself, well, I shouldn't say that because this happened before.
We all drink, it's fine.
No. I would say I would not even consider. I've never done. I've never looked ass. I've had my leg where I've had.
Oh, so you're my sub. All right. All right.
I've not done it.
Just hear about booty eating self. My bad. I'll just walk my booty eating self out
well,
the car.
You know.
My bad.
I've had times where I've been completely filthy down there, and someone has went down there fucking like they haven't eaten in 7 days.
You've just been filthy down there. Yeah, how filthy. Caucasian did that sound? You know, there's sometimes I just go and I just get really filthy down there. When I get filthy down there, there's things that happen.
Sweating. And taking a shit 3 hours prior, and then we're going down there like again, like an Ethiopian who would not eat in 2 and a half.
It's the way she says it with the twang at the end. Yeah. It makes it sound very inviting.
It's adorable. Yeah.
Oh, Bernie, can he just die in the vine already? I'm sick of him.
And I will never forget. And I was riding in a car with a bunch of people, and there was a very lovely gay gentleman in the car, southerner, and it just cracked me up. He's like, oh my God, the first time I had my asshole eaten, it was just like a come to Jesus moment! And I was just like, oh my God, it's that good? Like, maybe I should try this.
That is the worst Scarlett O'Hara impression I've ever heard.
No, there's nothing better when you hear a southern belle get turned out, man. Because, you know, they grew up in a life of seclusion, I feel like. And then when they finally get in the moment, I lived in the South for a couple years, and I feel like southern belles are in their own league.
That was
right,
a dude,
have
though.
That moment. Well, I was impressed with a dude. Yeah.
She said a gay guy. She did preface
that. That shows that my listening skills are a little low. My bad.
ADD.
He's like busy thinking
ADD.
About booty.
Yeah, I was still on the whole asshole eating thing.
But that's so not.
I liked how about not even 7 minutes into this podcast we're talking about asshole eating. That's because we cut right to the fucking point.
They were asking us earlier. They're like, so what are you talking about?
Oh, you'll see. Yeah, that's okay. You'll find out.
We'll
lead
you down that
Trace path. Is like, who's talking about steak still? Where's that steak across?
I'm so hungry. I love the chimichurri sauce. Can I get it on the
I don't want chimichurri any sauce. Then. I want like a porterhouse, rare, steakhouse, dry aged.
Oh.
Yeah.
Same taste.
What are you guys doing after this?
I'm a medium guy, but I'm with you all the way on that.
What are you guys doing after this?
I have a show. Del Frisco's?
Yeah,
I'm talking
medium.
The new one in Hobo is dope, man.
No, it's not. It doesn't have the fucking the grill. It's a grill. It's not the steakhouse.
Guys,
let's not eat steak in Jersey. Let's just.
Yeah, no, I don't eat.
Yeah, let's go to real New York.
Del Frisco's in the city. 57th and fucking 6th. 47th and 6th.
It's a date. I have a show. You guys don't, but that's cool. You know.
Just because you're performing on a glorified open mic doesn't mean you can call it a show.
I mean, it's a pretty big show, you know.
Where is the show?
It's at McCarran Pool Park.
Oh, wow. Yeah. It's in a pool.
Yeah. It's in a
pool. in the middle of March, it's a pool party, guys. You know it's banging.
I don't know. I've never been.
It's going to be amazing.
Is it?
Yeah, it's called.
We'll get a text it on. Fucking sucks.
It's called Something for Her.
She's going to do jokes, and you can, like, hear the collective assholes just tightening
pucker
with
up.
Anything that's, like, not PC.
I heard,
oh, so the show's in Williamsburg.
The show's in Williamsburg, and I am getting 2 to 5 minutes.
Oh,
so
wow.
Basically,
that's the worst humble brag I've heard all day.
Yeah, 2 to 5 minutes. And I was like, yes, please.
Yeah, but your 2 is, like, really tight,
my
though.
My 2's, you have no clue how tight it is.
When they say 2 to 5 minutes, is that because 2 minutes for white people, 5 minutes for black people, because they don't know how to fuck it, they just run the light?
I think it's, like, 7 for black people.
I don't know.
It depends on which black person.
Are there black people at McCarran Park?
Of course.
Yeah, but like...
But not at this time of the year.
Right.
At this time of the year.
I'm actually the only white
person. They're
the
wintering
show.
Somewhere else.
Trump rallies.
Willie's going to change something. I can go
whenever the podcast gets completely quiet, you know it just got really racist.
Yeah, I'm steering away from the racially fueled arguments.
All right. Trisha was losing more supporters, that's why.
Yeah, I need everyone.
She's like, don't talk about my boyfriend.
Translation, I need some D after my show tonight.
Listen, I'm equal opportunity. I'm just trying to make my family.
Although I don't know about comedy D.
But, you know.
Comedy
D. Women pull
really?
Good. Do you pull good comedy, D?
What do you mean?
Like, it's after a show, do you get
good comedy? No!
That's
so
what
fucked
I'm
me
trying.
After my set.
I know, I don't
that's
get any good comedy D either after a show.
You
I mean,
saw
it's...
my set the other night. Did you want to fuck me after that? No!
All right, I ran away as fast as possible.
Yeah.
Did you notice? Or...
No one wants to fuck me after they hear me talk about how terrible I am. I'm a horrible person.
Derek Tom goes, you're a horrible person. No, but I'm a great dad. I'm a mean-spirited asshole, but I'm a great father. So true.
She will be protected.
Oh, she will be. So, like I said, it is spring, and it is that time of year, kids. Uh-huh. That they're related. Well, that's the question at hand here,
spring
Tracy Carnazzo.
Labor.
Do people dump off the winter banging, like the winter bangings we call them, the ones you keep?
I mean, I started fucking someone that weekend that it was super cold.
Okay.
And now I'm like,
board done.
Right. Okay. So that's what we're going to get
right.
into.
Yeah, yeah. Because it's like it was super cold. I was very cold. You'd be surprised. I actually do get cold. I had like 5 sweatshirts on that weekend. It was like, and I like I like the cold, but it was too much for me. And now it's getting warm out, and I'm going to put on my extra large bikini and. Maybe I'll
get you're a one piece or two piece kind of guy.
I'm a two piece kind of girl.
Fucking caution to the wind.
Listen,
okay.
Listen, I'm not going to say it's a tankini. It's a tankini. Once I lost 20 pounds, I lived in the Hamptons and I was like, oh, I'm so skinny. And I was like, I need a real proper bikini. So I went oldnavy.com.
extra you big spender,
no.
You.
No, extra, well, you can, bomb.
It's like a one time wear. It's going to burst into flames as soon as I put it on. So I got an extra, extra large bikini and I literally wore a bikini. I was like, whatever, I don't know these people. And I did it just like one time. I never did it again.
What were the reactions that you got?
No one really looked. I think they were scared. But you know what? I got a little tan. I got a little tan. So that was good. It was really for the tan lines. That's what I wanted. If you're tan on your stomach, like no one knows you're fat. That's a true story.
That's true. There is truth to that. Because yeah. I feel like
well,
pasty
tans
looks
make you
fatter.
Look,
right. Like,
see, I try to buy big tops because the bigger the white part is, the bigger my boobs look.
Yes.
They're not.
I love that.
But like,
I love
visually,
that.
It's like, oh, her boobs
wow,
are.
Wow. She's got really big. Yeah. Like that.
It's all about optical illusion.
It's a mirage of there. Yeah. Now the butt though, and Monica's just like, let it go. Low as little. We're showing off the goods.
The one piece is kind of coming back though, right? It's just like it's more interesting.
You're Taylor Swift. But you're gonna tan. I think you look fatter in a one piece.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah. Oh,
well,
definitely.
It's okay. Yeah. Although I have to say that now they're doing all these sorts of magical things with one pieces and they're pulling you together. But
I think if you're fat, you look fatter in a one piece. I think you need a tankini. You need to break up
a tankini.
Because you look like a little jelly bean kind of.
Right.
The one piece, but then two piece, it's like, honestly, and especially
with
colors, more and more men appreciate curvy. So it's like, that's becoming, it's like, yeah, you can, I mean, I imagine you get hit on way more in a two piece.
I don't know. I never wore a one piece.
Okay, so you don't have the comparison.
I just get on. I get hit on so much that it's like I don't even know.
Humble brag, ding.
They're not white guys, so it's like.
Okay, I'll take that humble brag back then.
It's fine.
I'm kidding.
No, it's okay. I'm gonna.
No, it's okay.
I'm gonna lose weight. I'm gonna date a white guy soon. It's gonna happen for me.
Most people have like on the calendar, like circled the amount of days until it's like a vacation. Tracy has a calendar circled dating white guys.
Soon.
4 months of dating white guys.
I stand up in my Weight Watchers meeting and I was like, I am 34 pounds
away
from dating.
Aiden.
Like,
no Tyrone, hello Trent.
Here we go. I'm just trying to, I'll do it. You'll see.
It's more like dating corporate America. That's
yeah, like, I do want a boyfriend with a job though. That would be
that's what I'm saying. But I don't know
standards. How like dare that. You?
I know. I own my apartment, so it's like really hard for me. I would like to marry someone that has a job and could contribute. That would be
and
cute.
And he's not just there for the apartment,
right? Like he's not using me for my mattress topper, which I think is like where I am right now in relationships.
That's the thing. I bought a comfortable bed.
Yeah, you're
like,
fucked.
You
will never know if a man loves you. Like, I don't know anything.
I just assume that they don't.
I make meatballs, and I have a very nice bed. So, like, I don't think a man's ever loved me, actually. I don't know.
Could you stop being so self-deprecating for a second?
No, this is who I am,
I'm
though.
I'm just kidding.
Men have loved things about you.
Right, like my
say
bed,
that. You got that.
My meatballs. I've been told. I'm like, oh, thank you. I'm very pretty.
Beautiful, actually, I think.
Now,
thank you. Could there be a disconnect with you don't like getting your ass eaten?
I do not.
No, why don't you like getting your salad tossed?
Why? Because why? I have a vagina. Do you know that? Like, this is.
I haven't seen it yet. I mean, it could be a Ken doll down there for all I know.
Here's the thing. Like, I don't understand why guys are so big on anal. I heard that anal is it's like super tight asshole,
mm-hmm.
and then like you go in and it's kind of like just space. And
yes.
No, it's
right.
Taboo.
Right, so it's like I get it. Like you want to.
It's
fuck
the domination ass. Factor.
No, it's
like I fuck this girl in the ass.
Yeah.
There's nothing
right.
else that I can.
But you know,
I'm
like
my owner.
No,
like, metaphorically,
like, I'm not going to get her pregnant. I know
yeah,
for a fact.
That's
I can just come.
Well,
and I can just come in her butt.
You
could
try to get me pregnant all you want. I mean, I'm never going to go full term.
Yeah, I know. I drink.
You'll never never going to go full term.
That's my selling point. If I were to, like, online date, that would be my profile.
No,
like, I have an old, old
like,
dude.
I will not trap you.
Yeah, no, I will not. Like, if you get me pregnant,
you don't
and
even
you,
have to
and
push
you
me
force
down
me
the stairs.
To have the baby, I will bring the baby to your house, and I'll be like, never call me again. Here's your baby. Don't talk to me.
I'll never
don't
go full term. Never. Tracy's uterus has had more dead babies than Planned Parenthood.
Listen, I just keep it clean, you know?
I can't argue that logic.
You know,
I can't, and I won't argue that logic.
I say that because I dated somebody who fucking not only tied up the condom but flushed it down the toilet, and I was just like,
like
you can't do that. I was like,
how many NBA players do you fuck?
Well, that's the thing. Like, he had read that happens to NBA players, where like women go digging through the fucking trash and like turkey baster a baby.
But he plays in a rec league on Tuesdays, and that's his claim to fame.
Not even. He's a comic, and I was
He does the grizzly pear. That's why he thought that you were
the term. Wait, I do the grizzly pear. What are you trying to insinuate?
That's why every NBA player's like family portrait looks like the front cover of like a children's textbook or like one of those like feed the children ads. The only difference is just five different races. Of
it's like a community college ad, but for like 4-year-olds.
Yeah.
Like,
what comic? Oh, well, you know what? Fuck that. Write that name down.
No.
Yes! I want to know who ties their fucking rubbers
on. We'll talk
on.
About it afterwards. Don't
no, we write that. This is what we do. We were very rude.
Do you write things down?
We do. We
do you
pass
want me
notes.
To make a list? No.
You'll never know.
I want to know the name.
Why? He's not the only person.
That threw a rubber away while...
No, like, I've talked about this with other people.
Okay.
I talked about it with other people, and they're like, yeah, you gotta do that too! And then it fucks up our toilets, because we all live in old goddamn buildings. Right. I'm like, you have to stop doing that.
Listen, the Polacks who do the maintenance there need to stop the fucking thing up.